Life goes on. This is how Iraqis express their situation. Walking around in the capital Baghdad, you never notice that it is one of the most dangerous cities in the world. People here live normally. They go to their daily jobs, kids go to school, and they even exercise their daily social life. Iraqi people know that the terrorist attacks are brought from abroad, and that what is happening in the country is orchestrated by foreign countries, and is nothing but a scheme against the country and a plan which aims at creating sedition. It is maybe this knowledge or wisdom that makes them stand tall. For the past decade, Iraq has been suffering a continuous deadly crisis. Yet, instead of leaving their country, they decided to volunteer to fight against militants.
The crisis in Iraq is on the rise. The political conflicts and security situation are getting worse by the minute. We hope that everything will be solved and the Iraqi people would stand united once again.
The country here is a combination of cultures and different religions and backgrounds. They say before these attacks, and particularly before 2003, Muslims were living along with Christians, who lived along with Kurds and other members of the Iraqi society.
Iraqi people have been through a lot of crises, which made them stronger and more united because this is their country. You see now how many citizens volunteered to defend the country. Our country and our army are strong and we are still full of hope.
Iraqis here live together in peace. They suffer from terrorism and stand united against it. They have no doubt that the current unrest is a plot aiming at dividing their country and creating sedition among them. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.